welcome to Coffee and the Cosmos with Sagima Bay. And I'm your host, Craig Wells. And we're just having a great day. Today's going to be a little different type of podcast. I'll really just speak into your spirit. And that's nothing normal, excuse me, nothing new about that. But I have this thing that won't leave me alone into my spirit. I mean, right now I'm just almost getting overwhelmed by it, by the Holy Spirit. And my spirit man said to the Lord, I will worship you. I want to get this in your spirit. I really want you to listen closely. I'll worship you till the victory comes, or to my last breath. And I don't know about you, I really feel like this is for everybody. You don't have to be going through something. You don't have to be going through a trial. You don't have to be going through a pain. You don't have to be going through a sickness. You don't have to be going through a loss. You don't have to be going through an emotional problem or a mental problem or a relationship problem or a business problem or a financial problem to get this. But there's a lot of people hurting right now with family problems and children problems and spouse problems and church problems and ministry problems and money problems and business problems. Now, that doesn't mean that they don't have a lot of people on top of the world. There's a lot of people on top of the world, too, who have very success or even having very much success during these challenges. Maybe I should say challenges, not problems, because Yahweh sees us through them all. And I felt like Yahweh said, it's touching my heart, the trouble you're in. I want you to get this in your spirit. Yahweh says, it's touching my heart, the burden that you're carrying. Yahweh says, it's touching my heart, all the pain that you've endured because of me, because of my name, because you bear my name. The earth is not a conducive environment for those that bear my name. Though you are meant to rule and reign in my name over the earth, but I feel your pain. I feel your losses. I feel your hurts. I feel your sicknesses. I feel your diseases. I feel your traumas. I feel those times where you feel like there's nobody there. Oh, there could be people all around you, but you still somehow feel like there's just no one there. No one's actually touching that sweet spot that's in your emotional realm that makes you feel like, hey, someone really cares, or excuse me, someone's really there for me. But know this, says the Lord of hosts, I am always there. I will always be there. And while he was speaking to this to me, my spirit man was like, God, I will have a shout in my mouth. I will have a praise on my lips. I will have a worship in my soul until the victory comes, or until my last breath. Nothing will steal my praise. Oh, that don't mean you're going to have better days, so go ahead and forget that one. Now, I'm not speaking gloom and doom today. I'm talking about someone that's got some real problems, some real affliction, some real sicknesses, some real issues, some real financial problems, or real business decisions, or relationships decisions has to be made, or children that you're praying for that just haven't come through yet, or all the different things that we go through in our life where you know you're going to have to seek the face of God to get this one done. Maybe it's your dream board. We talked about that. Hey, having a dream board is wonderful. I have one, but it takes much work, much effort. It doesn't just come to you. It's not fantasy board. Fantasy board is where you write something, think something, and think one day it's just going to come. That's fantasy. God don't want that. He wants you to dream and then go engage the dream and then walk out the process to get to the dream. And in most cases, that's very hard. Very, very, very hard in most cases to get to your dream. It don't mean it's not possible. But sometimes you can get weary along the way. Now, the church will tell you, oh, you know, they get down on you if you're weary. Yahweh says, come unto me, all you that are weary and heavy laden, heavy burden. And I, that's what I love about Yeshua. Yod, hey, va, hey, yod, hey, shin, va, hey. I will give you rest. Not the rest that you can make up on your own. Not the rest that you can cause to happen. Not the rest that going to leave you in a moment. But he says, I will give you rest. Man, I hope you can feel what I'm feeling right now by the Spirit. It's like he wants you to wake up your senses to go above the senses of pain or traumas or lack. You ever feel alone? Feel lonely? A lot of Christians don't want to admit all this stuff. I've been in the church my whole life, and we like to hide everything. We don't want no one to know that we might be human. God forbid that we might be human. God celebrates our humanity. It's only other people and the world and religion that don't celebrate your humanity. We done took a Bible that is a love letter from God and made it rules and regulations and basically wants to talk to you about your weakest points of your life all day long. Who in the world wants to hear about my weakest points? I don't want to hear about my weakness points. I know about my weakness points. I want to know about my strongest points. I want to know about his strongest points. And his strongest points isn't, oh, he'll gonna just give you a little mercy and grace. You better repent before he gets you. His strongest points is I already knew about it and I loved you anyway. His strongest points is I died for you before the foundation of the earth. So therefore, when I created you into existence, knowing the natural flesh you were going to walk in, I foreseen everything you're going to walk through and all the opportunities and options that you have. And I said, I'll still die for you. I'll still love you. I'll still hold out my hand to you. I'll still be here when you call. I still desire your worship. I still call you my own. Oh, let this be our praise today. Let this be our praise today. I know, listen, I normally going to preach to you about the mysteries, the secrets, and all the beautiful things of walking on the other side of the veil. I want you to get all of that. You can check out my Patreon. I got over 100 videos. You can check out my YouTube. I got some videos there. You can check out my website. You can check out my Facebook. I'm posting scriptures and videos all the time, my reels. And I got over, 1,200, almost 1,300 podcasts. But right now, this is a moment that's in the middle of the moment. This is the moment that takes your breath away. Yes to Yahweh. Yes, Yeshua. Yes, Ruach Kodesh, you are more than enough. Yes, Spirit of the living God, your blood covenant is more than enough. You will heal my body. You will heal my soul. Father, I surrender and give you complete control. Come on, just receive it right now. I will worship you, Yahweh, face to face by amazing grace, sitting in the sun, sitting in his place. He offered that to me, streets of gold. He gave me the right to come and sit and be so bold. He calls me by my name and he calls me without shame. I look at him over again and again and again. Lamb of God, Yeshua the Christ, supreme sacrifice. I will worship you till the victory comes. I will worship you to my last breath. Yes, Yeshua, you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You are everything in me, everything to me. Won't you just tell him? No matter what your problem is right now, no matter what your prayer request is, so many around the world has so many prayer requests right now. Just lay it before the feet of Jesus for this moment. Can you see yourself just standing on the sea of glass before the throne and Yeshua sitting next to the one who sits on the throne? Elohim, Yahweh, Yeshua, Ruach Kodesh, and one. The glory of the Holy Spirit shining out from them. The light of God shining out from them so bright it brightens all of New Jerusalem. And all of the universe of the heavenly realm is bright because of the light that comes from the Lamb and the one who sits on the throne, Yahweh. and you're standing there just as you are, complete in Him. Not poor, poor, pitiful sinner, not person that might need a healing, not person that might need a direction, not person that might need finances, not person that might need a mental touch, but a person that is a son of the Most High God by the blood covenant, standing in His presence because He made a way for you. Now see yourself completely whole, completely healed, completely free, completely delivered, completely. God made a way. Divine ideas and witty inventions come into your mind that will cause your direction to meet the finances that you need. Not just hope, but glory. Not just faith, but prosperity in your life. Wealth. Wealth covers everything. Health, mind, body, soul, spirit, emotions. Healing. All of it. Mind, body, soul, spirit, emotions. Consecration, sanctification. Oh, by the blood, by the blood, by the blood. It goes and saturates our soul, saturates our spirit. It goes through our DNA and it cries, holy, 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 holy. Oh, God, I'm just having church right here. Man, can you sense this? The Holy Ghost is so much around us. Can you sense the angels? Oh, I can sense the angels as a son and daughters around the world right now, as we arc together as one, are declaring the might of the blood of Yeshua, the might of the glory, the light of God, the might of Elohim, of who He is. And we are His sons, justified by faith. We sit in heavenly places. Oh, come on, get this in your spirit. Get this in your spirit. Can you feel that? It don't even matter if you can't feel it. The Spirit of God is here. Oh, the Spirit of God is here. Jesus. Go ahead and just pray in the Spirit for a moment, please. We're almost done, but hang out with me these last couple minutes. I'm prophesying to you by the Spirit right now. I'm going in. I'm speaking to your spirit being. I'm arcing to your spirit being. Shalom, peace, healing in your body, resources, finances, health, wealth, prosperity, sound mind, fear less, fear be gone, doubt be gone. The glory of sonship be upon you, that you recognize who you are in Christ Yeshua, that your heart will cry out, I will praise you, Yahweh, all the way, Father, till victory comes, even to my last breath. I will praise you. Come on, the angels are singing with us. Can't you see that? Oh, the angels are singing with us. I'm telling you, if you could see what I'm seeing in the heavenly places, it's like this ring of angels, and their wings are at attention. I don't even know how to explain it, but their wings are at attention, and they're slightly vibrating a sound of the glory of Yahweh based on you and me, giving the Father praise. Glory to God. And it's raining down. The cornucopia of Yahweh is raining down. Health, wealth, prosperity, forgiveness, reconciliation, consecration, sanctification, righteous judgment to light and life and love over you and your circumstance and your situation and in your body. Come on, just receive that right now in the name of Yeshua. I thank you for your visitation, Yeshua. I thank you, Holy Spirit. I thank you, Yahweh. We call you Lord. Father, we call you God. We call you our King. Well, once again, this is Sigma Bay. I don't know about you, but when I leave this podcast, I'm just going to go step right deeper into the presence of Yahweh. I encourage you to do the same. Hit that link. Share that with a friend, whether around the world or around the corner. Your faithfulness is making this one of the fastest growing spiritual podcasts in the world through Spotify. At least that's what they've said. We're in the top 5% that's shared around the world. Hallelujah. In the name of Yeshua, I give the glory to God as people's lives are being touched because of your faithfulness to just say, hey, try this out. Give it 30 days. Change your life. Engage with us tomorrow. Every day is a fresh new podcast. I love you so much. You are so beautiful. I'll see you tomorrow. Shalom.